Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Wilbanks, W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S, 62065. My leg is killing me. Patient is a 65-year-old gentleman. I'm sorry, 58-year-old gentleman who works. He works for Shell Oil Company. No. Works for Exxon Mobil. No. Chevron. That was just bought out by a Mexican oil company. He's the manager. He wants to retire in 5 years. He had gout 5 years ago or 3 years ago, but since he's been on allopurinol, that's been well controlled. It's always been in his ankle and his toes, but now it's in his left knee. Has had no trauma. There's redness. There's involvement of the knee, and he took lots of naproxen last night, and the pain is about 50% better, but I told him never to take more naproxen than he's supposed to, period. Nipiragraf, he also suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux. His medications includes, let's make a medication list. Well, first let's make a, medication list. It's lisinopril, 20, 12.5, once a day. Allergy none first. Pantoprazole, 20 milligram a day. Levalzo, 1 gram. He's going to take 4 grams a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. An allopurinol, 100 milligram a day. He also can take Advil or Naprosyn, but only 2 a day as needed. Period. So review of system, gouty arthritis has been better for the past 2 years. He thinks he may have been related to niacin that he was taking for his triglycerides because he looked up niacin and it can actually cause gout. Period. He's had a history of PVD in the past, needs to be rechecked, BPH. His PSA was within normal limits most recently on the blood test. His cholesterol is high. He cannot take any statins in big letters because it causes muscle pain and muscle weakness. He's been tried on Lovazo 1 gram a day along with fish oil. I told him we can increase the Lovazo and get him off the fish oil at this time, which he agrees, period. Family history, no change from 2022. Of course, significant for colon cancer, no colon cancer, is significant for asbestos in father and high blood pressure and coronary arteries in mom. His Cologuard is negative recently. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He does have a gentleman's farm. He's very active outside. He hasn't had any falls, mosquito, any insect bites or anything else causing his redness in his ankle. COVID immunization is up to date. Medication C list. Only surgery he's had is wrist surgery. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Review of system as above. He's also had 10-pound weight gain. He's alert. He's awake. 210 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 16, 67, 138 over 95. His blood pressure is always much better, but it's the pain that's causing his increased blood pressure. Heart pulse, small of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, shows over this skin, shows the rash, left knee, tender to touch. Hot and decreased range of motion. X-ray of the left knee is negative for destruction, osteomyelitis, fracture, positive effusion. He received Toradol 60 plus Metoclopramide 8 milligram. By the time we saw him and his wife and the ultrasounds were done, his pain was 50% better, period. Assassin number one, x-rays were negative, by the way, I said that. Number one, gouty arthritis, left knee. Number two, increased triglycerides, increased Lovazo to 4 gram a day. Stop all of the medication, especially niacin and the fish oil, which he thinks may be causing more problems. Next number, cholesterol is 287. He cannot take statins, but I'm going to switch him to Zidia in a month after his triglycerides are stabilized. Zidia is a non-statin medication, should work pretty well for him at 10 milligrams. Next number, Cologuard up to date. Next was hypertension. The blood pressure is out of control because of pain. Next was blood pressure is always well controlled. Next was PSA is negative. Next number is he gained 10 pounds. He did have a slight fatty liver, but it's very mild and hasn't really changed much. Next number, continued to lose weight. Next number, TSH is negative. Next number, mild PVD shows no change. Next was mild carotid stenosis, looks the same. Next number is BPH, is the same. Next number is the mild lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted. Next number, I'm going to see him again on Friday. Next number is he's going to call me by 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock this afternoon if he's not 80% better, which he tells me he's already better. Thank you.